This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. The voice you hear right there is Lewis Riddick, who's set to join us here in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, ESPN analyst, top of his game, former NFL safety, 91-98, former NFL scout and executive working in Washington and Philly as the director of player personnel and other roles. Lewis Riddick with you on The Fan now, and a good afternoon, sir. Yeah. How the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. You guys hear me okay?
We got you.
Yeah, it sounds a little weird in my headset. But, yeah, you know what? I'm doing good, man. I'm happy to be here.
How much better is the rest of the Eagles roster after quarterback?
Better than who?
The Chiefs.
Better than the Chiefs. You know what? See, I know people want to say that there's this huge discrepancy between the two and that the difference is Andy and Patrick. But, listen, look, the Eagles are strong. Their offensive line is one of the best in football. And you see, look, these guys are powerful, they're athletic, they play together. The running back position obviously is one where they have a clean sweep there. The wide receivers, they have great complements. The tight end is strong after the catch. You know, the defensive line is just ridiculous. Jalen Carter is like an Aaron Donald slash Chris Jones type. He's a closer. Nolan Smith has become a great player. Milton Williams is a good player. Linebacker, I mean, Zach has been one of those, like, revelations, I mean, what more can you say there? Quinyon Mitchell's been a stud. Cooper's been a stud. So, yeah, they're good players. But if you went through the same exercise with Kansas City, look, obviously Joe Tooney moving to left tackle has kind of, like, weakened that unit some. The right tackle position has been a little bit of an issue. Creed Humphrey, though, is still a stud. Trey Smith is still a stud. Travis is still Travis. And you know what the cool thing about them? They're playing their best football right now. So with Hollywood coming back and being healthy, and you saw how Patrick tried to get him the ball in the championship game, that's huge. Xavier broke out just at the right time against Buffalo. That's huge. Getting Isaiah back is huge. You know, defensively, Chris is a stud. Karloftis is a stud. Nick Bolton's a stud. Chenault's a stud. Drew Tranquil was one of their best free agent signings that they've ever had there. They got a bunch of young guys in the secondary. You may give the Eagles a slight advantage, but this is not some wide gap that Patrick has to fill in. You don't win games like they've done because it's just all Patrick and Andy. You just don't do that. Brian, you know that.
Yeah.
You know they're good enough.
What about the difference in coaching? Andy Reid, Sirianni, then you got Spagnuolo, Dick Fangio.
I mean, look, there's a ton of respect for Vic. They coach in different ways. They have different philosophies. Vic likes to play it top down. He likes to say, hey, look, over 13, 14, 15 plays, you're going to make a mistake because we're not going to give you one.
Right.
You're going to have to string together 5, 6 first downs. And at some point in time, you're going to mess it up. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, our defensive lineman is going to knock the ball off of you or we're going to punch it out or something. Spags is kind of like, hey, look, we'll play a little bit of too high. We'll play some. But you know what we really want to do? We want to get you in second and long and then blitz your brains out. Mm-hmm. Then we want to, like, so it's a little bit more high wire for him. But that's what makes it great. There's a bunch of different ways to kind of skin a cat there. Andy's the dude.
He's the dude.
There is not a better coach in the NFL when it comes to understanding personnel. Mm. The guy's a scout at heart.
Yeah.
Remember, he used to run the personnel department in Philly.
Sure did.
There is no one who spends more time talking to his scouts and doing the work himself, saying, watching how defensive backs pedal, watching where defensive backs' eyes are, understanding who the linebacker is that really struggles with play action. He is a nut for that stuff, and you can best believe he knows every single guy's strengths and weaknesses on Philly's defense. I don't know if Nick does that. I don't know if Nick has that same kind of football IQ that Andy does. Obviously, you get, like, I flew down here with a bunch of Philly fans on the flight, and I could hear people talking, like, behind me in first class, and they're going, yeah, but Andy's so damn smart, and we think that's the advantage. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, and I'm like sitting there like going, you're right. It is the advantage. Because that's the dude. I mean, he just is. But in 15 kind of cancels out a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so intriguing about this matchup. I mean, what's the line? Plus one now?
One and a half.
Yeah, that's why it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're sitting there going, that's what you want in the Super Bowl. This is going to be a last possession game. Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
Louis Riddick with us here on 105.3 The Fan. You smell fantastic, by the way. I love finding what this is.
You know, I think this is Jimmy Choo, man.
Okay.
I'll tell you a funny story. Take 15 seconds. I have a 14-year-old son, and he's a freakazoid basketball player. But the dude has become like this fiend for cologne. I'm like, what is going on? You're 14. He's like, Dad, I know. Like, he says all these names. I'm like, I don't even know what the hell they are.
Yeah.
I go in his room, and I'm like, damn, that smells good.
He's gonna put you
Where'd
on.
You get that from? Where'd you get? And he's 14. But anyway, I've always...
Take pride in it.
Yeah.
Maybe that turns out to be a career path.
But you know what?
You never know.
This guy, like, I'm 14. I know he's not listening. He's playing a game right now. Mm. But, man... Like, his cologne game puts mine to shame. Anyway.
So we were just talking. You've had interviews for front office positions. Obviously, we're the home of the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. That front office is not changing. Mm-hmm. I believe a lot in Will McClay.
Yep.
But having been a part of these interviews, I mean, from the outside looking in, what is it about the Cowboys? Everyone says they beat to their own drum.
Yeah.
But it's just... It hasn't clicked, and they're unwilling to kind of change, and it's been the same thing for 30 years.
Look, Brian can tell you this. Sometimes when you've always been used to doing things a certain way and you keep things very consistent in terms of the people who are ultimately given the decision-maker input, you don't really get different perspective, right? Jerry's probably very used to the people talking to him that talk to him right now that have been talking to him for a long time. And then what winds up happening is you kind of fall into a trap too. Like, you want to make the boss happy. You know, you kind of know where he's leaning. Sometimes you, like, maybe... It alters your own evaluation of a player because, you know, well, the boss doesn't really want him. He probably likes this guy. He would like this guy more. And what happens is you just kind of wind up having this very stale, static way of looking at team building that really doesn't give any other viewpoints. And, look, I think for Dallas, on the defensive side of the ball in particular, right, there's been too many moments where you have seen the deficiencies on that side of the ball when it comes to teams who ultimately can just line up and bully you. That has been an issue for them for years now. And so I don't, like, you have to correct that. You have to get that corrected. You have to be able to make sure, like, at one point in time, the Dallas Cowboys that I played against in the early 90s had an offensive line that was like Philly's. That they said, look, we can run three plays against you, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing. Because, you know what? Here comes Eric Williams. Here comes Mark Stepnoski. Here comes Lally Allen. Here comes, you know, and we're going to run that damn outside zone downhill on that big crown in old Texas Stadium, and here comes Emmitt.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that component to their football team anymore. And I think, you know, in December and January football, you have to be able to be that at some point. It has to be about that. It just does. Think about the Patriots dynasty. At their heart, they were a bully, tough, hard-nosed football team. When's the last time you thought of Dallas as being a bully-like, tough, hard-nosed football team? Philly can play that way. Kansas City can play that way.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid, for as much as he is considered an offensive genius and a play-calling wizard, the dude runs the hardest training camp in all of football.
True.
They knock each other's stuff in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Live periods on the goal line, live short yardage. He wears those guys out. If you ever notice with Kansas City, they usually peak towards the end of the year because he knocks the crap out of them in cramp. And then in the beginning of the season, a lot of times these guys are trying to find their legs for the first quarter of the season. And then as he brings them back and brings them to life, they find a way to still win. And then all of a sudden, now they're here at the Super Bowl. Now they're hitting their stride. They're their strongest right now. Does Dallas do that?
Not in a long time.
Yeah.
Now, hey, weren't you running one of these teams? I mean, you
right,
people,
I don't,
people know
man.
You. You are damn good in the media side.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, folks, he's even better as a personnel man.
Well, it comes out of the media side.
That is a man a lot of people respect. And for the life of me, I never can figure it out.
Look, I'll tell you what. The past two places that I've interviewed, you know what the
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Number one reason why I was told that I wasn't hired is because they're like, well, you haven't been in the league for 10 years, 11 years. And I'm sitting there going, and my retort to that is this. I know more football now because I've been out of the league than I would have if I was in there, because I go around the country and you're having all these production calls.
Games too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so
exactly,
I get all that intel.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm literally sitting there talking to coaches now about X's, O's in a way that I could never have done if I was in a personnel department. I would never be able to pick the brain of John Harbaugh and then go talk to Jim Harbaugh and then talk to Kyle Shanahan and then talk to Dabo Sweeney and then, you know, talk to James Franklin and team building, locker room chemistry, position changes, how you attack. But when you tell people this, it's kind of like the NFL sometimes is a victim of its own groupthink.
Sure.
Right? And there aren't many people who really want to step outside of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
And when search firms get involved and or teams are calling, like the guys who I work with, they're calling Schefter or the late, great Chris Mortensen, who I love to death. Yeah. Like they listen to that kind of stuff, Brian, instead of really going, does this guy know ball? Could he really build a football team?
That's what
could he pick a coach?
Yeah.
And you know, like, but you know what I've done? I've kind of, like, I swear to you, I've kind of made peace with it. Only because it really does affect you when you don't.
It hurts.
When
man.
You don't, like, you
it
like
hurts.
Like my family would tell you, dad's not fun to be around when this time of year comes up.
I was going to ask you. You know, I hate this time of year.
It's a grind. It's a grind on you mentally and stuff. And I have a great life, right? We make plenty of money. We get to talk to everyone. Yeah. I get to learn a bunch of football, cover the draft, cover the Super Bowl, call big-time college games. But if I never do it, I will say it will always bother me.
Yeah.
It will always bother me. Could I have done that?
What if?
Yeah. Could I have done that? Yeah. And you know what? That sucks, to be honest with you, but it is what it is.
Well, you are killing it on TV, and we think we don't want to give you PTSD, but Emmett's about to walk up, actually.
How about I saw him earlier, man. How about that dude, man?
Yeah.
I met Emmett when I was a sophomore in college. The Fiesta Bowl used to have this underclass, and they called it the Samaritan All-American team. You know, guys who were great off the field, blah, blah, blah. So I met him down in Phoenix when we were sophomores. Emmett and I were on the same USA Today High School All-American team. He was the player of the year.
Sweet.
Galen Hall tried to recruit me to Florida, and I said, "Are you recruiting?" Galen wanted me to play running back.
Not enough.
And you know what he said? He was like, "He goes, I think you can play running back for us." I said, "Well, who else are you recruiting?" He goes, "Well, this is a Smith guy from Escambia down in Pensacola." I'm like, "You think I'm stupid? I know who that guy is. You think I'm going to come down there and play running back when you're recruiting this dude?"
Great story, Lewis. Yeah. We got to run. So do you. Thank you so much. Congrats on all your success.
Of course. Thanks a lot for having me.
There he goes.
Appreciate
the great Lewis Riddick, ESPN with you here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's get this G-Bag of the day in before Emmett Smith walks up on the fan.
Oh,
here's Lucia.
Shoot, man.
Sorry.
Hey, no, that was pretty good, bro, right there.
That was fantastic.
I thought y'all was going to take it to break. I was like, hey, I'm chill. Listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, it was. Really, really good. All right, let's see here. Broadus, you are a winner. This is day four for you. For those that are not listening, Broadus was talking about sleeping bags and sporting goods stores. And I don't know why I looked at the camera. I was like, who am I talking to?
I'm here.
Yeah, let's listen to Broadus.
I would have gone and bought a sleeping bag from like Dick's or one of those sporting goods stores and just said, here, listen, just get in that. If you're getting cold, you know.
Zip it up.
Bag. Yeah. I just can't be sick, you know.
Well, speaking of Dixon Sports, big L to all of us. We lost.
I knew you were going to do something with that.
Well, we lost.
I was thinking of another sporting goods store, and I couldn't think of another name, like Oshman's or something like
Sports
that.
Sports Authority Academy. Sports,
I couldn't, yeah. And Dix immediately came into my mind. Pause.
Damn.
There's no pause in that, bro. It'll live in infamy.
The rare triple pause. Oof, that you
never. It gets worse every day, Lucius.
It really does.
It doesn't get any better.
Every day, Lucius.
It really does, sir. I hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, I had this one for Friday, but what you drinking and what you thinking kind of got pushed along, which was cool because it was a vibe. So I have this right here for you. UPS worker crashes out on his boss because he got fired at the end of his shift instead of the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Getting fired from the UPS store by this cuck loser, coward, cuck loser, won't even fire me at the beginning of my shift. Wait till the end of my shift. Here he is, Darren the cuck loser from 1892. The loser who doesn't know shit about running a business and is going to let an alcoholic fat named Joe fire somebody with 10 years of experience because he complained that Joe won't train my co-workers and Joe puts on the radio and Joe drinks next door and won't tell to my co-workers because he's a cuck loser coward just like Darren the cuck loser coward loser cunt.
Wow,
that might beat me.
Yeah,
man,
that's good.
That might get me.
I just can't imagine how that guy's not a model employee, you know.
Employee of the month.
Dawson sent the email like that one time when he quit. I think it was verbatim, actually.
Dead man.
Yeah.
Still got to look over my shoulder when I'm back in Portland over that one.
You got to look over your shoulder anytime in Portland. My God.
Yeah.
My timeline. Hey, Odyssey is doing a giveaway, so let me get this out the way right here because I think it's very important for the listeners of Tolos to know. Make sure you get that hour of fan listening in today on the Odyssey app because you will be entered to win the Odyssey National Contest for you and three of your friends to go to Vegas to watch the college basketball championships. That's airfare, and you'll be staying at the Circa Resort Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination and home of Stadium Swim. Y'all heard of Stadium Swim?
Have not.
Yo, my friend. My friend sent me a photo of him at Stadium Swim. We watched the bowl games out there.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Y'all look that up.
Stadium Swim.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah. Here's the big part, too. Plus, you'll be going with $20,000 to spend.
Holy cow.
Get that hour of listening in on the Odyssey app for your entry to win our Slam Dunk Odyssey National Contest, people.
Listen up.
Yeah. Okay. Alex Stein went to the Dallas City Hall for a city council meeting, and he was ranting about the Luka trade.
It is obviously an inside job when you give your best player to another team for zero draft picks, one first-round draft pick in 2029. We're not even going to have a team in 2029. So I just want to say we have to investigate Nico. I'm sick and tired of it. So I wrote a song. I wrote this song. Nico, you stabbed us in the back. Nico, you also freaking whack. Mavericks, please don't leave our town. I don't give a damn if our new center is brown. I like the white guy. Why do you have to go? These damn basketball players don't freaking know. The whole league is a work. This is a freaking jerk named Nico Harrison, who is the manager. He needs to freaking go. Nico is a hoe. I love the Dallas Mavericks, and I wish we still had Dirk. Nico Harrison sucks. He is a stupid jerk. So, Mayor, don't let him move us. Don't let him move the Mavericks. I love the Mavericks. Nico Harrison, you suck, dude. I know you watch this, Nico. If I see you in the streets, it's freaking on side pit. We're going to be yelling and screaming right in your face.
Right in your face.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good use of his time.
Is it Alex Stein? Is it UPS worker crashing out after getting fired at the end of the shift? Or is it Broadus? You know my vote stays with Broadus. Chief, how about you?
Samesies.
Lucius?
Man, I feel bad for the mayor and the city manager and everybody just sitting up there looking at this dude. He went on for like 2 minutes and 30-some-odd seconds all of his time. Only got that little clip. My gosh, good for them for being professional. I'm going to war with Broadus.
Yeah, I feel like we were watching a mental breakdown there.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
That's your boy, Alex Stein, Broadus.
I know.
That's your boy, man.
I'm about to vote for him.
Yeah. Cool, Chuck.
All right. Well, I'll give a vote to the fired dude then.
Okay. Broadus for the UPS by a score of 3-1-1. Still, your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Brian. Okay, coming up next, the NFL's all-time leading rusher joins us here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.